Chaos. Oblivion. The forces that shape our destinies watch as we blunder about within our self-imposed asylums. They are observing us from that unfathomable region, that place from which no traveler returns unchanged. From beyond the box.
Good morning, Adam and Jen. Lights are energizing. Adam, please lock down your auxiliary couplers. We need those secured before you intersect the asteroid belt.
Roger that.
Hey.
Hey. So, today's the day.
Yes, it is. The day we've been waiting for.
Imagine a space capsule hurtling towards a distant outpost. Inside are two people, a postmodern Adam and Eve, if you will, who carry not only food, oxygen, and supplies, but also their own baggage. Baggage one can rarely shed. The baggage of the heart. Tonight's episode, Midnight Medea, by Elizabeth Heffron.
...15 minutes to asteroid belt boundary.
Horizon 7, the President just revealed the real purpose of your mission to your families. They await a final chance to speak to you.
You told them the situation?
Not everything, but enough. They're aware the two of you will be supplanting earlier settlers at the Kepler 186 outpost... ...and that they will never see you again.
How'd they take it?
Your parents had a very hard time.
What about my wife?
Louise? Louise seemed to do fine.
She did?
She's an entomologist, Adam. Not surprising.
Your families have sent you each a gift. They were told it was to celebrate the midpoint of your journey. Now, obviously, it takes on deeper meaning as a final token for your sacrifice. They're being uploaded now.
Wow, they're even wrapped.
Oh.
What is it?
My childhood locket with a picture of my family.
Aw.
So what'd she send you? Wow, Adam's scarves.
And a card for Adam and Jen to keep you comfortable on the long journey home. Hand crocheted with South Indian silk. Love, Louise.
How lovely.
This is weird.
Why?
Louise never crochets.
Jen, your family is ready to say goodbye on the private line in the lab. Adam, I can patch Louise through to you now.
I'll see you in a minute, baby. Do you think she suspects?
I don't think so.
Mwah. Stay strong.
You too. Okay, I'm ready to talk to my wife.
I'm patching her through.
Louise? Honey, are you there?
Yes, I am, Adam.
So, the President informed you about our actual mission?
Yes, she did.
Honey, I'm sorry. I couldn't tell you myself.
She was very kind, actually, the President. She took great pains to say that if there were any way to have informed us earlier, they would have.
What's the matter?
What's the matter, Adam? Take a guess!
Please, can we just be pleasant for our last few moments?
And you, with a son on the way. No, you're right, Adam.
What?
We need to keep our heads for this.
Wait, what did you?
You heard me. I'm carrying your son.
That's a lie. Why didn't
you... Tell you? It was going to be a surprise, dear.
Real-time communication blackout in five...
Surprise!
You can't conceive, Louise.
So we were told, but the doctors were wrong.
Three.
Louise, this is crazy.
One.
You had a big secret to carry around. Turns out I had one, too. Enjoy those scars, darling.
Louise, wait. I need to tell you.
Communication blackout.
Shit! Louise! Louise!
So, how'd it go?
She's pregnant.
What? That's not possible.
And there was something in her voice. Like she knew about us. Buckle yourself in.
You said you'd stop trying.
I did stop trying, mostly, but...
But what, Adam?
Horizon 7, this is Houston Control. Com-bundled communication will commence once you're past the asteroid belt and safely on your way to Kepler 186. Godspeed to you both. Over and out.
Outgoing communication bundle.
Louise. Hey, baby. The last time we spoke, in real time, I wanted to confess something. I thought I'd fallen in love with Jen. I know I'm a heel. When I took this mission, well, our marriage seemed hopeless. But now, maybe absence really does make the heart grow fonder. And our son... A miracle. I haven't received any comm bundles from you yet. I know there's a lag time, so maybe you've already written. I love you, Louise. I love all your crazy emotional ups and downs. I miss them. Adam. P.S. Thanks again for the scarves. We wear them every day.
Good morning. Lights are energizing.
No. Oh, I don't want to wake up.
Adam? Whoa. What was that?
What?
I think something just crawled out of my suit.
Your suit?
Something... I don't know. I felt...
What?
It just darted behind the navigation console.
I didn't see anything.
It's gone now, it's...
Okay, I'm up. Very funny.
No, really, something black just scurried behind that console.
Okay, lady.
But there's another one.
Where?
Over there, behind the trash compactor.
Jen.
Look!
Incoming comm bundle. Adam, there's a comm bundle for you from Louise, sending to your private BioFi.
Why is it going to your BioFi? Why can't I hear it, too?
It's from my wife, Jen.
I thought I was your wife now.
You are, but...
No secrets. Remember, Adam? That was our promise.
Okay, okay. I'll put it on speaker.
Dear Adam. Oh, baby. It's been a while since we said that final goodbye. Sorry I was so cranky. I'm back in the lab today, working on more gene mutations for the German cockroach. What a resilient bunch. So adaptable.
What the hell is she talking about?
Shh. You're probably wondering why I mention this and I'm not blubbering about my poor little broken heart, which you and your little astro slut ripped to shreds.
Astro slut?
Did you really think I couldn't piece all the clues together and then hack into world space files and find your mission plans? As soon as it all became clear, I started crocheting.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yes. Those are lovely scarves, aren't they? And it's the triangular nature of South Indian silk that makes it the perfect incubator for modified German cockroach eggs.
Oh, my God. Louise, you didn't...
Adam?
Have you seen any yet? They should be hatching any minute. Once they reach maturity, they will swarm and multiply into the thousands. And do you know what they do when they're about to bite? They let out a little hiss, like...
Take your scarf off!
Sleep well, the both of you. Smooches, Louise. P.S. I lied about the pregnancy. No, baby. Sorry, poopsie.
Oh, my God!
Jen, relax.
Relax! I told you I saw something. It crawled out of my suit.
What are you doing? Don't take it off.
They're in my... Oh, my God.
Jen, your suit is your only protection against cosmic radiation.
Leave me alone. Don't touch me.
You can't take it off.
What's that? It's coming out of your...
What? What the hell?
It's a cockroach, Adam. It just came out of your headset.
Jesus!
We've got to eject.
We can't friggin' eject.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What do we do?
Jen, just calm down.
What was that?
Ouch! Hey! The sucker just bit me.
No! Oh, please! No!
Outgoing comm bundle.
You bitch, Louise. We can't sleep. We can't eat. They've infested the food supply.
Oh, you infertile witch!
Shut up, Jen.
You shut up.
Louise, I'm begging you. We've tried everything. We've deprived them of oxygen, frozen them. But nothing, nothing is working, Louise.
Of course nothing's working. They're cockroaches, Adam.
Screw you, Jen.
Give me that comm.
No, get the hell away.
No, you just can't.
Incoming comm bundle.
Adam. Oh, my God, Adam, I just received your first comm bundle. You do love me. I'm so sorry about the cockroaches. By the time you get this, the infestation will probably be overwhelming. Have they made nests in your eyes yet? Oh, my dear, I am so sorry. But I am just so happy to know that you loved me, Adam.
Adam?
Yeah?
Can you still see out of your left eye?
No, not anymore.
It's weird, huh? Being blind in space.
Yeah.
Adam? Adam?
Yeah?
Do you think they will make it all the way to Kepler-186?
The cockroaches?
Yeah.
I don't know. They'll have our carcasses to munch on for quite a while. So, yeah, probably. Jen, it's okay. Where's your hand, baby? Give me your hand.
Outgoing comm bundle.
Louise, I've got you, you freak. You're in prison by now, and you're probably curious why those prison officials implanted biofies in both your temples. They did this at my request. They've agreed to leave our comm bundles on open feed until the spacecraft self-destructs. It will be playing the amplified audio of our last moments over and over in your skull until you die. Happy now, you revenge-addicted harpy? You will never escape us. We are a part of you forever. So suck it.
Incoming comm bundle.
Are you still alive? How can you still be alive, you jerk? Would you both please stop? I can't stand it. The hissing. Oh, God. The constant chewing on your body. You're right. It's driving me crazy. Oh, my God. You win. You win. I love you! I hate you! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
Good morning. Lights are energizing.